Blog Talk Radio.
Shabbat shalom, my brothers and sisters. We're back. Yes, thank the Most High. I thank the Most High. Yes, indeed, we're back again for another episode, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And this is precious time, it's Shabbat. She has declared for the refreshing, the knowledge of His covenant, the remembrance of all things that He has spoken. Indeed, thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I welcome you to the show. Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He's told me, that for His cause, yes, for His very precious cause, for the redemption of His people, He's told me that I have some very important things for Him. Yes, for the cause of our people, for the cause of His holy name that I must do. And He told me, because of what I must do. He said I would accrue some very powerful friends. Yes, some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, that I would have His protection and His guidance. For that, yes, indeed, for that, my brothers and sisters, I can only be utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He's told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things. And men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall, to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. And if they could, my brothers and sisters, I said if they could, to destroy. Well, I've said it before, I will say it again. There's a very precious Bible truth that without which man reigns overcome by the illusions of this world. There's a truth, my brothers and sisters, without which man is blind. There's a truth without which, my brothers and sisters, man is lost without a point of focus, without a point of reverence, without a reference point at which he might truly follow the Most High. There's a truth, my brothers and sisters. Well, the scriptures say it tells us in 2 Corinthians 4:3. If the gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Well, my brothers and sisters, we live in a world where there are so many diverse misrepresentations. I said so many diverse misrepresentations against the word that declares what from the beginning is the only peace. So many misrepresentations that most having a clue as to which way to go. And they are oftentimes snared, my brothers and sisters, by them who still would never show them the right way in which to turn. Scriptures tell us that a day will come that despite all these distractions, all these illusions, all these massive seductions, men taking counsel but not from Yah, and quite frankly not knowing the difference, day will come when Most High will begin to be gracious to his people. He'll begin to show his people, in fact, what is his favor. It says, in that day your eyes shall behold your teacher. Talking about Isaiah 30. It says, in that day, my brothers and sisters, you hear one with a word before you saying, this is the way, walk in it. Turn not to the right nor to the left. In that day, so much that men have called prized, men have called wisdom. The idols that men have created, and let me tell you something. Whatever devices men make, whatever paths men construct, whatever so-called sanctuary men would build, if it has not been constructed, given consideration with the Most High, it's called a foundation. Its entire construct is only vanity. Worthless. A total illusion. I said before, my brothers and sisters, I said again, there's a truth after which only if a man has it does he have power to walk the path. Scripture tells us the gospel be here. It's here to them that are lost. What is the gospel? I tell you now, my brothers and sisters, across this world, men have established all manner of diverse misconceits. Misleading false doctrine. Claiming that the ways that they have taught have been efficient. Worthy, sufficient to please and appease the Most High. Well, 45,000 denominations taking men along many different directions cannot possibly be that one path. If anyone wants to believe the name of the Most High, the character of the Most High, in any way, is compromised after a multitude of contradictions, that one cannot, I repeat, cannot be a servant of Yah. I've said it before, I'll say it again, my brothers and sisters, there's a truth without which Man can only mislead his brother. That being the case, since the scriptures tell us in Isaiah 41, the rulers of the earth will all be tried. All, in fact, be set to trial to discern who is the godly one among them. And the scripture says that all will be proven false. All will be proven ungodly. Not discerning and refusing to speak fully. I said not discerning and refusing to speak fully what the Most High declared from the beginning is the eventuality with regard to this utmost wicked, lawless system that we see in this earth. Messiah said, till heaven and earth pass away, meaning till all false rule of this earth pass away. Not even the smallest letter of his law shall pass away till all should be fulfilled. That means either man has the expectation toward every bit of this being brought to bear, or mankind is left deceived. And my brothers and sisters, deceived double-mindedness will not, cannot be the foundation upon which an eternal kingdom is established. We have to understand the nature of the present misorder is to pronate all men to lie for lack of knowledge. Pronate all men, my brothers and sisters, to lie, having been taught only lies. Half-truths, misimaginations, predisposing the mind, consider itself wise, but never having oftentimes even been compelled to seek beyond a misimagination that seems wise, appeasing one's own personal desires and ends. Let me say it again, my brothers and sisters. Whatever man construct, whatever kind of administrations men are construct, whatever manner of sanctuary men will construct, whatever manner of doctrine men will construct, not seeking Yah first. Isaiah 40th chapter, Isaiah 30th chapter, all these scriptures and so many others relate that all man's endeavor, not remembering what the Most High has forsworn from the beginning, it is all to be counted as vanity. Most High created everything he did with a purpose in mind. Whatever men create inconsiderate of that purpose, whatever men found, form, create, and consider that purpose is unto the designs of another. And the Most High never said that anything that he made on this earth was to be abused outside his purpose. Woe. I said woe then to the man who believes at any time that he is wise when he forgets what is written. Earth belongs to Yah, the fullness thereof, and all they that dwell therein. Whoever will turn men aside from that realization in any way, form, or fashion, whoever will defile the temple through misadministration, miss example, what would deceive any human soul outside divine instruction, takes minds, hearts, and souls into bondage, compelling men to consider themselves wise, whereby if they were offered opportunity so often to be reproved, to discern what indeed is discipline, many self-satisfied, fatally flattered after the designs of another, so very often stand to rebuke, deny, ignore, mock whatever will show them truly what is the gift of the pure, perfect, and invariant of the One Most High. That's the nature of this wickedly lawless system. Scripture calls it in 2 Thessalonians the mysteries of iniquity that are already at work. A lawless system that will never show you the whole truth, compelling men to prefer unrighteousness, not seeking the fullness of what is divine will, because men become self-satisfied in themselves. Man has grossly, in so many ways, entirely insulted the Most High. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Man, in so many ways, has entirely insulted the Most High, being predisposed to ask of men. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Predisposed to ask of men concerning the things of Yah rather than first in all things that men hear, see, read, or anything else, being willing to ask of the Most High first. I think about scriptures like those that Yohanan the Baptist said when he spoke to the Pharisees and Sadducees, saying, hear me, my brothers and sisters. Bring forth fruits, meat, worthy to be called repentance, worthy of repentance. And amazingly, not everyone asked the question as to what he meant. Bring forth works, fruit. How about, my brothers and sisters, fruition? In returning unto the Most High, seeking to return unto Him fully. I didn't say a multitude of partial standards, ultimately creating a multitude of divisions after which men become self-righteous. If men call themselves repenting unto the Most High, returning unto the Most High, shall they return only part of the way? And the Most High say they have been made complete. Think about it. When you talk about bringing forth fruits, he says each man then in so many ways is like a tree. A good tree, my brothers and sisters, is one that what? Holds on to its fruit as it develops until finally and in all things is matured. A bad tree, not only will it bring forth something less than a sweet fruit. A bad tree, my brothers and sisters, also drop its fruit before the time that what is brought forth of it is not yet ready to be a genuine offering for those who till the crop. Most time, my brothers and sisters, desires a people. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Most High desires a people who remain steadfast seeking Him, knowing He is the source of all life, knowing that He, my brothers and sisters, who is eternal, is the only one who can grant life. Messiah himself, my brothers and sisters. Messiah himself. I'd like to read this scripture to you to make these things much more clear. I pray that many will understand. It is said in the book of Yohanan in the 16th chapter. It needs to be understood again. Also in the, how about 1st and 3rd chapter of Isaiah. He says in 16 and 12, Messiah's own words, I've had many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you to all truth. He will not speak of Himself, but whatsoever you hear, He shall speak, and He will show you the things to come. He shall glorify Me. He shall receive of Mine and show it to you. He's talking about the spirit, the very pneuma, very breath of the Most High, the testimony of the Most High, the spirit of the Most High that enlivens the mind to comprehend at a dimension far beyond ordinary flesh. Scripture says, carnal mind does not discern the greater righteousness of Yah, but the spiritual mind seeks even the deep things of Yah. Isaiah said in the third chapter of Yohanan that in order to comprehend his greater word, when Nicodemus came to him, he told me he had to be born again. He had to receive of, how about humbly be willing to receive the gospel, the greater word of the Most High, word untainted, unpolluted, untainted, uncompromised word from on high that relates to the kingdom of Yah. The discipline of the kingdom of Yah must be born again, must be reoriented, must be renaturalized, must be refreshed and renewed in mind to comprehend all things according to the foundation, the purpose. He told him, in fact, he asked him that he had to be born again. He asked him that you're a teacher. He said to him, are you a teacher in Israel? Yet you don't know these things. I can only tell you again, my brothers and sisters, is after the misorientations of this world, that so many, when they read the scriptures, presuppose so much, that it's simply an error. There are those who actually believe, because they have not discerned the intent that are related in the scripture, that have actually believed in some way subconsciously, if not on the surface, that the confusion that is in this world will continue forever. Most have promised peace in this world, and most have hardly considered the implications of what that means. The judgment, my brothers and sisters, is that the Most High, after a word like a sharp two-edged sword that will discern the thoughts and intents of the heart, Most High has always intended that just as man's thoughts before the flood have become evil continually, He has already forsworn that every mind and heart that will not be disciplined according to the purity of His will, every man, every woman and child, whoever it is, brothers and sisters, will not be disciplined purely unto the will of one, will meet the fate of that which was not found worthily approved, as it was in the times of Noah before. Most High has promised that He's going to bring forth peace in the world. It's going to bring forth a time of elimination, a process of elimination that will discern whether or not men desire what is fully the will of Yah or not, whether men are willing to reason to discern fully the will of Yah or not. So many take the words of the Scripture and take them completely out of context because they have other agendas. But brothers and sisters, keeping in mind what must be our ultimate goal at all times, but help us truly to be far more discerning as to what is wise and what is the right path in which to go. Some have said it this way, the scripture should be translated in this wise: He who would do His will would know the doctrine. Well, my brothers and sisters, I dare to say that in the world in which we live, so many desirous to just hear from men and satisfied with that have not been willing to seek the Most High Himself. It's almost as if for the 45,000 denominations that exist and the who knows how many thousands upon thousands of pastors out there, if not millions, over the course of ages, that have all declared their own authority in some way. Men have said that all of them, though they can't agree among themselves, that somehow the Most High finds their doctrine, their differences of doctrine, after which they've been contentious, and there are many misopinions. Somehow men have said that if they were pleasing before the masters of their so-called sanctuaries, temples, and churches, and somehow they were pleasing before the Most High, I can only tell you that all the prophecies make it very plain that when Messiah appears, he's going to have to approve every one of your leaders. And before him, their doctrines found faulty, they will not be able to stand. Most High considers it an absolute insult then that men have looked to men rather than ask the Most High what all is necessary that they be appealing, pleasing unto him, unto citizenship in his kingdom. Most High has told us who will come, who must come, who must suddenly appear to declare righteousness in all things, true to what indeed is divine intent. But sadly enough, my brothers and sisters, your rulers have not been willing to speak this, simply because Messiah does not come to sanction the myriad of differences, differences of opinion and contention that men have declared, but to expose them all. This is what it means when the scripture says, unto him every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall swear allegiance. I can only say to you, my brothers and sisters, to survive, that this lying system survive, that it preserve itself, it is its innate nature after its present worldliness, the divisions that exist in it, the hypocrisies that are in it, the lies that are in it, the insanity that is in it, that it has to be an obstacle, perfect knowledge of Yah that reveals the one choice that is his will. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, I mean everything that I just said about that. Consider, if this system were, according to the mandate of the gospel, to hear, teach, and obey all things the Most High after his spirit declared from the beginning, this world would be regenerated. You wouldn't see any of the denominations we see in this world. You wouldn't see them in any of their partialities, none of the nations that we see in this world. We wouldn't see, my brothers and sisters, any of the social, national, political, cultural, pseudo-religious differences we see in this world. We wouldn't see 19 world religions. We wouldn't see 45,000 denominations. We wouldn't see some 280 nations and counting. From the beginning, all things were one. I like to make this very simple, my brothers and sisters. This world was not created to be divided after a multitude of contentious rulers. Man flattered to call himself wise after any partiality has only, my brothers and sisters, led himself down a road of deeper and deeper depravity. All that is required, if there was no devil, if a man be left without the discipline of Yah, all that is required, if there was no devil, is for men to be compelled, and they have been, to call upon the name of the Most High and not to seek all his will. But anything less is deviation. Anything less is devilish. Anything else, my brothers and sisters, is not the full unction of his spirit. Most High told me directly, I first began to wake up, or he first began to wake me up, because believe me, I couldn't do it to myself. No man can. No man can cause his eyes to see all that he must see. Like I said, there was a prayer he gave me. And to this day, I speak it and think it constantly. Father, let me tell you something. There's a need for us to transcend this illusion that we live in. Father, I don't know what I don't know. Don't know what I need to know. Don't know where something's been stuck in my head that's been an obstacle against our understanding for the good of our people. Every lie man believes is an obstacle against a certain greater dimension of truth. But Father, you know. And if you don't tell me, I won't know. There's a big difference between hearing a word, my brothers and sisters, a call, a sense of direction that comes from the Most High himself, and hearing it from a man. Huge difference. But let me tell you something. Most High could take three words and explain them a billion ways till that concept he gives you is so solid and steadfast along the lines of so many dimensions that it becomes then finally absolutely unshakable. Scripture says, if any man be scattered among these nations, these provocations among the nations, the book of Jacob, they call it, James said it. If any man be scattered among these provocations, these temptations, these seductive ideals that exist among the nations and all their differences, he said, let him know that his patience and faith and perseverance in the Most High still demands that he bring forth unto the Most High a perfect work. Did you hear me? Still demands that man bring forth unto the Most High fully all that he requires. So if we lack wisdom, we are to ask him. Because the double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. How do you know that a man is not double-minded that you hearken to? Messiah said, watch out for false prophets. What he was saying is, watch out for those who cry out, Lord, Lord. Even say that he is Lord of Lords. The one who is expected cast out all contention and all debate and doubt. Why call me, ye me, Lord, Lord, then don't do what I say or seek to perform all that I declare. The purpose of Messiah is to reveal again absolute righteousness. For trust me, my brothers and sisters, the various differences that men have taught, after which they have never been able to bring forth a covenant of agreement of peace, were never a covenant at all. Messiah said to his people, like I said, watch out for false prophets. How do you know that a man is not biased against teaching you the whole word, that you're willing to seek the Most High for the whole word yourself? Said many would come to him that day. Say, we demand out in your name, cast out devils. Your name preach. Your name do many wonderful works. My brothers and sisters, one who comes to the Most High, truly according to his name, does not seek to associate him with any fallen standard. Does not seek to associate him with any man's half-truth or lie. But he seeks to be true to the Most High in everything that appeases him. Messiah said, if you then are in some way indiligent enough to allow someone to dissuade you against the fullness of the law and the prophets. And many think they keep Torah, but only because they just simply don't know what's there. He said, if you're not diligent enough to discern beyond then those who cause you to deny the law and the prophets, he said, you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. So many times in this show, I've talked about how the scriptures talk about a special reward for those who are utmost diligent for the knowledge of the truth. It requires a serious humility and a great love of the truth, my brothers and sisters, to seek those things that you have not known, and to seek them in such a way that if you find you are found foolish and having not known, if you find out that what you thought you already knew is not sufficient to keep you from having been deceived, then quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, if you have a genuine love about you, upon finding that truth, you seek not only to harvest it, not only for yourself, my brothers and sisters, but you must speak aloud. You must cry aloud. Declare to Israel his sin and to Jacob his iniquities. Scripture says, Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, whoever believes in him might not perish. A prophet is sent to speak with others, would not. He said he loved us. Those who understood that he loved us. What does it mean? My brothers and sisters, that's not a matter of each man being shown, I hope you understand what I'm saying here, special bias, or, listen to what I'm saying, unjust favor. If he loves us, then we expect all to be dealt with the same. Or dare we say that if one is allowed to be unjust and another one not. One in his iniquity to be judged or punished and another one not. That what we have is still to be accounted as justice. Yah wants to love his people, my brothers and sisters. And it's the duty of his people to seek all that is his righteousness. I say it's the duty of his people to seek all that is his righteousness. That we all deal with one another fairly according to his will. But to love him with all our minds, hearts, souls, and might, our brothers and sisters, is very much more easy to forgive one who has done a transgression if you know without question the transgression, without any question, was not an intent. Hey, people do it all the time. Somebody bumps into somebody and they fall down or whatever. But if you know that person never intended to do it, it's a big difference between that and someone who you see, hey, having no intention that you'd be able to stand at all. Big difference. Well, because the one who desires to do good can change. One who desires to do good can be made much more careful. The one who desires to do good might seek to learn how not to make that mistake again. But the one who desires to do you evil, discerning a weakness, might seek to exploit it all the more. The difference between, my brothers and sisters, the heart of one who is a friend and the heart of one who would be an ally. Blessed are the hearts of those, my brothers and sisters, when the Most High reveals again what is righteousness, will seek then to do all that he requires, and who know to repair, they might be found wise before the Most High in all things, ready to understand, ready to follow instruction, ready to humble themselves for the greater truth, having been desirous of that truth all along. But we live in a system, my brothers and sisters, that has no intention to do any man good. Some people say that, you know, they believe humanity is innately good. People want to do what's right. We live in a society, my brothers and sisters, that defends so much evil that it actually tells men they have to hypocrisize themselves, compromise themselves with every manner of evil. So as not to offend systemic license for the injustices of man. Shocking to stop and consider, but it's true. Like I said, the system to preserve itself commands men to lie. Men are going to be citizens of this diversely contentious system. It commands men to go along with the compromise, even go along with contentions, arrogance, and blasphemous insults against the Most High. What does this system say is the ultimate sacrifice of a man, then, that he sends his own soul and others to hell to preserve this system? That men are deceivers, complicit one against the salvation, each one of another. That the system that continually damns human souls, separates them from the knowledge of the truth, survives. Is that what people think? It's time to consider, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High doesn't change. He said if we deny him in any way, he will deny us. But again, my brothers and sisters, the nature of this system that caused men to deny some truth of the Most High. And men still call themselves wise because someone who never wanted you to know the truth in the first place pats you on the back. Wickedness, my brothers and sisters, is what it is. Wickedness, lawlessness, disrespect. Damnable offense. But so many of my brothers and sisters have never understood the nature of what they in this system. This system of lies they've come to trust. To preserve itself, present misorder, my brothers and sisters, must lie. Present misorder, my brothers and sisters, however, that must lie for peace sake must die. I want you to understand something. In the book of Isaiah in the 41st chapter, and we've talked a couple of times this week. In Isaiah 41st chapter, in so many ways, is the scenario that is painted in Revelation 16, 12 through 21. There's no question about it. The one in Isaiah 41 that it speaks of, who comes suddenly as a thief in the night, who comes suddenly as the one who has been concealed that none would speak of, that suddenly comes to reveal righteousness, is that one called the King of the East in Revelation 16, 12 through 21. Scripture calls him the King of the East, the righteous one likened to the rising sun that comes suddenly, cast out all the darkness, reveal the light the world would obscure. All these things, my brothers and sisters, all the titles I've just mentioned to you are those which speak of the one that's mentioned of in Isaiah 41. Isaiah 42 even goes as far as, the verses that are written in Isaiah 42 are reiterated in Matthew 12:18, telling you that is Yeshua. How many understood the Messiah had the title King of the East? Righteous ones like him to the rising sun, son of righteousness that arises. I will simply say to you that if you have not known Messiah according to those titles and what that one comes to do, bringing about a process of elimination by a word like a sharp two-edged sword that will discern whether the hearts and minds of men are prepared for the kingdom or not, then men have known how to prepare as true disciples. Humble disciples unto the will of Yah. Because any man who believes he can be righteous after his own mind and heart is not compelled to seek the Most High enough. And Psalms 14 and Psalm 53 says exactly that. I want you to understand, and we've said it before in this show, Isaiah 41 says, and the Most High has looked and he said, if he asked anyone, he found none who would give him an answer. The verses before it talk about the idea about whoever cannot declare what the Most High declared from the beginning as eternal is an abomination, not a soul shapen after his spirit. Ungodly men who have never preached then the gospel and therefore left men to be misled, lost. Never preaching fully was the way of the kingdom of Yah, so men have been blind men and wanderers among the nations. Revelation. Second, third chapter speaks in so many ways the same truth. Well, I want you to understand something, and I've said it before, but the word down there for none able to give him an answer, the word that's down there for giving an answer is, it relates what is the solution. Now, the solution that is there relates a return to that which the Most High declared from the beginning. Most High calls himself Rishon Acharon. That and he who declared from the beginning the foundation, the expectation of all things. The plan that Messiah would come to restore that foundation, which a man finds out he is without, a whole world, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, is suddenly realized in its instability. I would call to mind Isaiah 48, where Scripture says Messiah is going to come, saying to a people who have sworn by the name of the Most High, but not in truth nor in righteousness. He said he would come, saying, from the beginning, from the creation, there am I, to show you the way that you should go. Most High has called him to do his will against, even unto the destruction of Babylon. A chosen ally, my brothers and sisters, who seek all that is divine pleasure, seeking all that is divine will, that no one anymore is deceived by any partial polluted standard. Hear me, what I'm saying to you about Isaiah 41. Isaiah 41 is telling us that since men have not realized what it meant, the Messiah said, when it was written concerning him, saying, in the beginning was the word. And this word is with Yah, and this word is life. Few have understood how the system that we live in today has to lie, has to tell people that what they have discovered is a looking back far enough. And is a looking forward enough when it has not been. Messiah comes, the scripture says, being called the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Even the plan of the Most High that was from the beginning, declaring what is from the beginning and what is the eventuality, the word of Yah. Quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, if men believe that Messiah comes compromising the light, that darkness remains, who is it the men have really worshipped? I say it again to you, my brothers and sisters. This entire world has been a lying matrix. And the psalmist related to Messiah would come saying, even declaring that a whole world has been a liar because of the servant of Yah. Messiah comes, my brothers and sisters, then to declare an absolute truth that all the misrepresentations be no more. That is what is meant when it says unto him, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. That's why the scripture says when he appears, it will be found out that it was he and he alone who revealed these things. The men might see these things from that perspective, after which, my brothers and sisters, man might see sufficiently enough to escape the illusions of this world. There must be a renewing of the mind. There must be a refreshing, after which men begin to comprehend again what has been divine purpose. There's been a falling away from faith in that which the Most High declared from the beginning as an eventuality and dictating divine purpose. Men have looked to their rulers and allowed them to tell them the purpose of which they're born. Let me tell you something. To this very day, we live in a strange system that rulers in the earth have dared to say that whoever it is born into the land that they have taken sovereignty over. They say that you owe them who claim ownership of the land, you owe them even more than you owe the Most High himself. My brothers and sisters, that's not robbery and treachery against the Most High to the damnation of a soul that men not discern their purpose. I'll let one of you call in if you want to at 661-554-9212 and tell me what it is. Most High have to take back the lands, my brothers and sisters. When the scripture says Abraham's seed will inherit the earth. So people who are faithful unto Yah to discern there's a purpose for the human soul greater than what seems wise to men. And men have been tricked again and again and again. Concerning their own ambitions to seek to not only control the resources of the earth, but control them so as to control men, blinding men against discerning what is the initial divine purpose in creation. I would tell you that one of the first things the Most High told me was the purpose after which men were made. Man was created to be a habitation of the Holy Spirit, a habitation after the knowledge of his truth, that all his thoughts, actions, reactions, all are regeneration, a praise, giving honor unto the Most High. His very thoughts, if you will, my brothers and sisters, in energy form, spiritually pleasing unto the Most High. What then happens, my brothers and sisters, the thoughts of man are no longer in alignment with his purpose. Shall the lie, the illusion be allowed to continually deceive so many forever? Shall misconceits, my brothers and sisters, cause men to be misdirected outside of their purpose? What does the scripture say? The reason why he said he destroyed mankind before in the days of Noah? He said, the thoughts of men have become evil continually. There must be something very precious about the thoughts of a man whose heart is turned toward completely after the will of Yah and disciplined by him. He said, He wants worshipers who worship him in truth. And those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. How about according to the spirit of truth? How about, my brothers and sisters, if you will, like spiritual generators, spiritual batteries, that receiving the knowledge of the truth after great zeal for the knowledge of the truth can bring forth thought forms, emanations, a vibration at which the Most High is pleased, a heart willing to do the will of Yah, the conscience might be raised after a manner that agrees with and understands and knows it is wise to obey Yah. Or dare men say that not discerning sufficiently enough to discern what is pleasing and choosing instead to argue? Is that what men should say is pleasing? Should men say they're not discerning enough to be able to cooperate when the Most High gives a command? Is that what is to be counted pleasing? You have to learn, my brother and sister, Most High intends far more. He said what he intended for mankind from the beginning, my brothers and sisters, is the restoration and renewing of the mind. In fact, is the light of life. What about if man hasn't discerned that gamut of thought, ideals, purpose, zeal, will, pleasing unto the Most High, shall his being twisted after the thoughts of another, appease Yah? So the Spirit of Yah is upon me to preach good tidings to the meek. How about those who can be disciplined? How about those who are willing to follow the Lamb wherever he leads? Most High told me to know what it said and not know why it says and miss the point. And somebody says he wants your boss. Says he wants you to perform a task and you don't know how to perform it. So you just fake it and bring him something defective, expecting it still to be satisfactory, to have his approval. Far wise, if you don't know what you're doing, to ask, my brothers and sisters. I want you to realize something. And I wanted to make tonight's show in some ways simple. We live in a system that has no intention for you to remember what the Most High intended from the beginning for every human soul, that all might speak the same word, the same understanding, under the same agreement, under the same cooperation, obedience, reverence, and respect for Yah. So if we live in a system, and we do, that doesn't want you to remember, or doesn't want it brought to your mind, that the Most High declared from the beginning, lest you recognize the wickedness of this system. Since the Shabbats and the feasts of the Most High are times of remembrance, I find it amazing, my brothers and sisters, I want you to consider this too, that in most contemporary texts that we find today, most, when it talks about the feast we're in the midst of right now, it calls it Hanukkah, the Feast of Dedication. I would tell you that in the Aramaic tongue, among the people of the East, it was not called merely the Feast of Dedication, but the Feast of Rededication. And there's a reason. If our minds, hearts, and souls have been misdirected, if our temples have been defiled after misconceits in any way, then to renew a covenant is not to preserve these corruptions. To renew a covenant, my brothers and sisters, the corruptions must be washed away from our minds. Reasoning must take place where irrationality had had its stead. We must be eradicated of the pollutions, then light and wisdom and absolution may have its rightful place in our minds and our hearts. If we seek anything else, my brothers and sisters, all our efforts are vain. All our efforts are useless. A tainted offering, the Most High will not approve. He will not seal, he will not sanction. He doesn't sign a contract that he did not write. He doesn't sign a contract that has been tampered with. And believe me, he does know the difference. So think about it, my brothers and sisters. The Shabbat and the feast of the Most High. Well, Most High calls it in Leviticus 23, times of remembrance. If we all sought the pure, perfect remembrance of all the Most High has said, we have all these many different doctrines that we have. We'd be so easily tricked when somebody takes the scripture completely out of context. I was listening to somebody earlier today, and he never mentioned it. The scripture in Hosea that says, you should no longer call me, You say, well, let's say you should call me Ishi. You should no longer call me Baalai. And they were taking it about the idea of whether or not you should use the name Lord, or the title that's called Lord. I would simply say the title Lord means one who is master. But my brothers and sisters, isn't it wise to want to follow after one who in fact has a sense of mastery rather than someone who does not? Well, Ishi means my husband. It means that the time will come in order to restore a covenant. Men will no longer balk or despise the opportunity to be made in all things wise to discern what indeed is not only pleasing to the Most High, but wise for the good of us all. Just for the good of us all. It means what the scripture says in Jeremiah, says, a woman shall compass a man. A woman shall love her husband. Ishi shall love learning, following after, collaboratively walking in the will of a husband, a father, Most High, who indeed teaches his people that they might truly do good and that good might be preserved among them. Man, in so many ways, after the misconstructs of other rulers, you tell them about a lot of commandments, they sit back and say, why is that important? Not understanding why. They often seek to cast the concept aside, saying, well, if anything in the scriptures was important, my pastor would have told me. My brothers and sisters, scripture told you in advance, but your leaders wouldn't tell you everything you need to know. Salvation by faith means that you have to seek the Most High for a word of approval from him. Pastor Shaul didn't say that, even for all his words, he didn't say it was absolutely the judge. He said he didn't judge himself. He says one who judges him. And so when Messiah comes, he revealed the hidden things that men have not considered. Isaiah 52:15-53:1 says the same. And this living man know how to please, appease, honor, yeah.
Today we live
in a world where many want to call themselves Jews. But my brothers and sisters, have they sought truly in all things what is honorable before the Most High? And why do they, so many, choose to call themselves in all things honorable before the time, as if they make themselves judges, as if the Most High himself is not the Savior, not the judge? I say, my brothers and sisters, men have greatly insulted the Most High. Whenever
60
they
seconds.
Choose not to ask the Most High about the right understanding of all things they think they know, I can tell you now that for everything the Most High can tell you, he can tell you a billion reasons why it's so. The question is how many among us have the heart not only be diligent to ask, the fervor and the curiosity to continue to ask, but know that we must ask for the blessing of his name and for the good of one another. That's the Shema, my brothers and sisters. We talk about being honorable before the Most High, but I will simply say this. When we all seek the truth of the Most High for the blessing of his name, though many have boasted concerning other things, when we all seek the sake of his holy name, that we all be blessed, then will we have something after which we should not be ashamed, but might indeed be called an honorable people. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Adam Yav, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Unto his might, to his honor, and his praise always. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again for listening. Why do I say that? The very name Judah for attend a tribe of honor. To honor the Most High, we must seek all His will. So be it. Hallelujah. A blessed Shabbat to you all, my brothers and sisters. And may you find it in your heart that others might listen to this message. To understand fully what I'm saying, the website, hiddengospel.com, has in it articles like one called Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation. You need to understand what the rulers would never tell. It was prophesied they wouldn't. The Most High sends a prophet to speak what others would not. That's what he told me was my purpose. Something on the hiddengospel.com, an article called The Secret City Prophecies. One called Tribulation 7365 AD, the Gospel of Shiloh. Why didn't your leaders tell you that Messiah must reprove all men, that unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear? Is it because in a competitive world? Did you hear me, brothers and sisters? Is it because that in a competitive world, men have sought to exalt themselves and are seeking to do so? They have denied Yah. For what kingdom, my brothers and sisters, are you willing to give your life? One that will destroy you, or one that will grant you existence? The only kingdom, my brothers and sisters, that will offer life is the one the Most High said to you, preserve forever. Walk in the light, my brothers and sisters. Turn aside from the darkness. Turn aside from all those who hear these type of truths from you. Turn toward the light, my brothers and sisters. And discern again the way of life. Shabbat Shalom.